NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The rise and fall of the company WeWork was pretty spectacular. The company rented out office space to freelancers and companies all over the world. And at one point, WeWork was the largest tenant in London, New York, and San Francisco. And venture capitalists and investors were just throwing money at it.
WeWork was one of the most hyped companies. Adam Neumann, the CEO, was one of the most hyped, sort of well-known CEOs of this cohort of unicorns. And then suddenly, the whole thing just crumbled, really in the blink of an eye.
This is Maureen Farrell, co-author of the new book, The Cult of We. And in the book, Maureen tracks the rise and fall of WeWork and its charismatic CEO, Adam Neumann, who walked away from the crumbling company with a payout worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That story after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Fundrise, making investing in private real estate as easy as investing in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Build a more diversified portfolio today at Fundrise, FUNDRISE.com/indicator. This message comes from NPR sponsor Odoo. Odoo is a suite of user-friendly business applications designed to automate, streamline, and simplify every aspect of your business from anywhere at any time. For a free trial, go to odoo.com/indicator.
Maureen Farrell, co-author of the new book, The Cult of We, WeWork, Adam Neumann, and The Great Startup Delusion. Thank you for joining us. So this story is, in many ways, a story of the really ultra-charismatic CEO, Adam Neumann. Maureen, I'm really curious. Did you ever speak with him?
I have spoken with him.
Have you been, like, in a room with him?
I've been in a room with him.
So what is he like?
First of all, he's super, super tall. I think he's about 6'6". He's got long, wavy hair. I mean, people had described him to me. I think it's fair. They were like, he kind of looked like a rock star. And the whole room kind of bends to him. People always joke. They say he comes into a meeting late. And he's on his phone. He's mid-conversation. So that's the first part. And then he's just this master salesman. He just right away wanted to know what I thought about startup culture and what I write about and what I do. And I cover IPOs for the Wall Street Journal. And I said something somewhat, I thought, banal of, you know, I like covering these companies with missions and seeing companies that will change the world. He just took a moment and just was like, can we all pause? This was the most, like, brilliant statement I've ever heard anyone say. And, like, can we just...
He said that?
Something along those lines. Like,
let's just,
I cannot believe you made this statement. I was like, I just said something kind of cheesy. Like, you can't help but be a little flattered and also just thrown off again.
That's so interesting. So I guess this kind of folds into the rise of WeWork.
What fueled that rise was Adam Neumann was a brilliant salesman. He was an absolutely masterful fundraiser. And I mean, there was so much private capital out there looking for a home, looking for like a rocket ship to take it on this ride to build this giant company, and whoever invested would make giant returns. So he was able to just go out and raise more and more and more money at higher and higher and higher valuations. And all that money got put into building out real estate.
If you took him and sort of his cult of personality out of the equation, like, what kind of business was WeWork?
The business was really an office space subleasing company. WeWork would essentially take long leases on floors of buildings, outfit them, make them put in this. The aesthetic was a beautiful aesthetic. I mean, these glass walls, build them out, make them look really kind of really cool. And then they would subdivide the space. The problem was it cost so much money for them to build out all this office space. They talked about it like a tech company, but tech companies, you build software, you build products. And then once you spend all that money upfront to build it, an almost infinite amount of people can use that product. Whereas office space, there's only so much you can sort of, the efficiencies of scale you can get building out each individual location. The problem became they were raising so much money at such a high valuation that it really could never quite attain, because that valuation, which ultimately became $47 billion, was predicated on it.
It's like a GDP.
Exactly.
So, Maureen, I'm curious, was there a moment when, like, you started to realize that, like, something was off with this company?
The real moment, I would say, for me was in the summer of 2019. I talked to someone who said, like, I'm absolutely horrified by WeWork. He said, you cannot begin to imagine the amount of money that Adam Neumann has taken out of the company. And he's like, the behavior at this company is unlike something I've seen anywhere else. It's rare for CEOs to sell shares in private rounds because they wait for some sort of exit when all their investors can get out.
Yeah.
So it looks bad, obviously, right? It's like a big red flag. And he's like, it's horrifying, it's appalling, and it's some of the worst corporate governance I've ever seen.
My mind keeps going back to that initial moment where he's like, that is the most brilliant comment. Let's just take a minute to think about that. Looking back at that moment, like, what do you think of it with this sort of distance and kind of the benefit of all that you know?
I guess that moment, he had charisma. He had this ability to make a connection. The fact that that moment and like a collection of those moments with people in all sorts of positions of power with huge checkbooks, that he could capitalize on that moment and that kind of a moment could override rational thought. It sort of is the arc of Silicon Valley and tech, but of not really because it wanted to be this tech company. So I think it really just tells a big story of our economy and what kind of this whole idea of investors' fear of missing out on companies and what...
FOMO.
FOMO, exactly.
It is a story of FOMO.
It is such a pure story of FOMO.
And what about the former CEO? Like, do you think we'll never hear from him again? Is he going to buy an island? Is he going to start another company, like space travel? That's very hot right now.
We do mention that he talked to Elon Musk. He secured a meeting with him because he wanted to talk to him about building a WeWork on Mars. And he told Elon Musk something to the effect of, getting to Mars is the easy part and building community on Mars is the hard part. There's zero chance there will not be a second act for Adam Neumann, and that second act, like, will be crazier than the first.
Yeah, what is your takeaway from this?
One of my big takeaways is that Adam Neumann was a visionary. He's a masterful salesman. Yet he also had some really reckless impulses. And that, I mean, he deserves blame. He was part of the whole equation. But it just feels like you should have checks and balances on a company like this. And they were not working, whether it was the board of directors, the underwriters, even private investors. There are so many different people in his orbit and institutions that you would think should have put brakes on and didn't. Something's wrong with the system that we have. And the scary thing right now is, for a moment, it felt like people had woken up. And now it just feels like we're still in this crazy moment. The wake-up call has really not happened.
Maureen Farrell is the co-author of the new book, The Cult of We. WeWork is having its own second act here on Earth. The company has a new CEO and is planning to go public later this year. The estimated value is around $9 billion. Way below the $47 billion the company was valued at just a couple of years ago. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Julia Ritchie with help from James Willits. It was fact-checked by Michael Huh. The Indicator's edited by Kate Concannon and is a production of NPR.
We live in a world, a country, and a moment in time where there's so much important news, and it is constantly changing. That's why Up First is here for you. It's NPR's daily morning news podcast. In about 10 minutes, you can start your day informed. Listen to Up First on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.